Mayor Reed addressed the unit just days after Maurice Varner pled guilty to pimping a minor and was sentenced to 6 years of jail time and 14 years probation. It was the county's 65th successful prosecution of a pimp since 2000.
Because you all made the decision to prosecute these individuals to the fullest extent, you are sending a powerful message that we take these things seriously.
Reed vowed to continue adding police officers. In his first 3 years in office, he's added about 700.
What we're trying to do is to make sure that we do our part, because I believe that you all are doing yours.
But Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard said the increased police presence has been what he calls a double-edged sword.
When our law enforcement force increased, it had the effect of driving them underground. And so now much of the trade is done over the internet. It's done at private homes and in hotel rooms. So it has, in fact, made it a lot more difficult to track and apprehend the pimps and people who ply this trade.
Given that, Howard says law enforcement must get more technologically savvy.
We've got to keep up. We've got to keep up. And at this point, I would have to say we're behind. We have not caught up with what is going on in our society.
In addition, Howard says gathering reliable data remains an issue. Atlanta has a national reputation for sex trafficking, but Howard says law enforcement still doesn't quite know how prevalent the issue really is.
The problem is there is not one central location or a combination of agencies that one can find that will produce accurate data.
Howard says the county is working with Georgia State University to improve data collection and create better communication among local and state officials. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.